Conquering Concussions. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
A new school year brings with it perhaps the most significant playing rules change in all sports in a long time, perhaps of all time. In keeping with one of the primary focuses of educational athletics, safety, the rules books in all sports now carry common language regarding concussions. Last fall, the Sports Medicine Committee of the National Federation of State High School Associations, which writes all of the playing rules for school sports, developed the language to place in all rules books this year and left the details of how to manage concussions, which may take place during competition, to individual state high school athletic and activities associations. The Michigan High School Athletic Association's representative council and executive committee worked during the winter and spring to develop protocols for dealing with and penalties for violating concussion rules. You can read that information in detail by visiting the MHSAA website. What happens if a concussion occurs or is suspected during a contest is left to be dealt with by member schools, which are charged with the health and welfare of our children playing these games. The contest officials do not have the role of assessing whether or not a concussion has occurred. If an official suspects that a concussion has taken place, the official will advise the team bench. The school then makes the decision whether or not to remove the youngster from the game. If the school removes a player from a game for a suspected concussion and has what it deems to be appropriate medical personnel on hand to evaluate the situation, the child may be able to return to that game if it is determined that a concussion did not occur. If it is determined that a concussion has occurred, or the school does not have someone on hand qualified to make such an assessment, the player is finished for that game and any other competition the team may have that day. The player may return to competition on a subsequent day once a written release has been obtained from a doctor. In simple terms, a concussion is a brain injury. Left untreated, it can set the stage for second impact syndrome to occur, which can have life-changing consequences. And concussions which occur during competition, where a player is not rendered unconscious, far outnumber those blows to the head which actually knock someone out. Almost a 10-to-1 ratio. But how many times have we seen a player stagger momentarily after a hard hit and simply say, "Ah, he just got his bell rung, he'll be okay"? How many times haven't we seen a young person who just got their proverbial bell rung get back into play undetected? After all, we're talking about 14 to 17-year-olds, eager to please, wanting to play, and certainly not wanting to be chided by their teammates for being a wuss after taking a hard hit. We have, for the most part, gotten past a lot of the caveman attitudes, especially in football, as it relates to hydration in recent years, and now it's time to do the same thing with concussions. Players and coaches have to be vigilant on the field, and parents, you need to do the same when your child comes home after a game. You may not have noticed your youngster acting weird on the field during the game that day after a collision, but if they come home and start exhibiting signs of headaches, vomiting, being confused, irritable, or having difficulty falling asleep, among other symptoms, then your kid may have indeed sustained a concussion in that game and should probably be seen by a doctor. Concussion prevention has been a safety topic for the MHSAA over the years, which has worked with different groups to provide materials to schools about how to play it safe during the games, others to diagnose concussions when they occur, now with actual competition rules, and with ongoing efforts to help educate all parties involved on the topic. Visit the MHSAA website for more information. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.